We are in the middle, we are on page Ein Tet, or 79, in the left column in the bottom. Val derech shenitbaru esher sfirot. We are still in the subject that talking about subdivision of sfirot. Subdivision of the subdivision of the subdivision. It never ends. So, etzel esher sfirot apartiyot, the keter aklali. Klali, meaning the general idea, the original Keter. So you're taking 10 Sfirot of Keter, the original Keter, before it becomes subdivision. Al derech ze mamash mitbarot esrot pratiyot. The subdivision work the same way in all the other Sfirot. Let's understand it better. Sir, Ravashlag. Bekol achad achad me'esra Sfirot pratiyot Sfirot ha-chokhma ha-klalit. Let's now take Chokhma, the general idea of Chokhma, not the subdivision of Chokhma. כי בקטר דה עשר ספירות פרטיות לחוכמה הכללית. Let's talk now, Sir Ravashlag, about the Keter of the subdivision, which is what? Which is the Keter of חוכמה. It's already subdivision, right? If we take a system that called חוכמה, the Keter of חוכמה, it's already subdivision. It's no longer the Keter original. It's now חוכמה, and we stretch חוכמה. We have Keter of חוכמה. שנקרא כתר דו חוכמן, תמצא בכך 10 ספירות. Also there is 10 ספירות. How come there is 10 ספירות? פרטי פרטיות שהם האור הפרטי של עצמו, ושמונה ספירות. The light itself that belong to חוכמה, the light itself that belong to חוכמה, and another additional 8 ספירות, חוכמה, בינה, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, עוד יסוד. So what is this private light that has been missing basically? Okay? It's basically the Keter that is hidden. הפרטיות, שעברו דרכו מלמעלה למטה רטט. So how many ספירות you have that went all the way to יסוד? Because יסוד, you know, there is מסך, so it's אור חוזר. So there is 9. But Keter is not appear because we are talking about the level of Chokhmah. Are you following me? Talk about level of Chokhmah. So Keter is not really revealed, but it's there. Because nothing ever gets disappear. You know? Ve'or chozer echad she'ala lo ma'amalchut. And one or chozer that come from the Malchut. So 9 plus the one or chozer that come from Malchut. How many we have?
10.
Very good. So we're talking about, okay? Keter de Chokhmah. So within the system called Chokhmah, we are from Keter till Malchut. So Keter is hidden because the level of Chokhmah, it's not appear. Chokhmah till Yesod, 8, 8 plus 1, 9, and Or Chozer, 1, you have 10. And he continue. Rav Asher continue. בחוכמה דה פרטי פרטיות שבחוכמה. What about Chokhmah of Chokhmah? Meaning, we are in the system of Chokhmah, and now we are talking about Chokhmah of Chokhmah. You have 8 of Or Yashar, 8 of direct light, and 2 of Or Chozer, and 2 of reflecting light or returning light. We need to understand it. Chokhmah Pratit, the subdivision Chokhmah. Shebe'ezer Sfirot HaPratiyot de Chokhmah HaKlalit. So Chokhmah of Chokhmah, if we stretch Chokhmah of Chokhmah, also it becomes 10. Also, always imagine it like this. You open it up. Yeshmone de Or Yashar, 8 of direct light, Or Yashar, mimala lemat. If we say that Chokhmah of Keter, you know, has 8 light, okay? One hidden Keter, one Or Chozer. What's the difference here? Chokhmah of Chokhmah. So there is 8 of Or Yashar, mimala lemat. From above to below. Shnayim de Or Chozer mimata lemala. 2 of returning light from below to above. You gotta go, those of you listening to me, go back 2 lectures ago or 3 lectures ago to understand that it's I'm basically Ravashlag is repeating itself a lot in this section. So you would understand how the subdivision work. I will do the best I can to repeat it and explain it as much as I can. So whatever you have, if you have 8 Sfirot of Yashar, there is always two sfirot of or chozer. If you have seven of or yashar, you always have three of or chozer. Because each partzuf, each face, each system is based on the levels of where it comes from. So when we say Chokhmah of Keter before, the difference between Chokhmah and Chokhmah, Chokhmah of Keter, the system is Keter. When you say Chokhmah and Chokhmah, the system is Chokhmah. So the Keter is basically becoming Or Chozer, becoming the opposite, okay? Please listen to my last three lectures. What about Bina? Subdivision Bina, Shebesar Sfirot Priyot Chokhmah, Bina of Chokhmah. Right? We did Keter of Chokhmah, we did Chokhmah of Chokhmah. Now Bina of Chokhmah. Again, try to imagine that, that will help you. We're taking, like, with the pincetta, how is it pincetta? With that.
Tweezers?
It's like tick.
Tweezers.
Tweezers. You take, like, Bina out of the system of Chokhmah, but it's Bina that came from Chokhmah, and we open it to 10. And that's what we're talking about. Bebina aprati, the subdivision, which in the Chokhmah, how many or yashar you have there? Seven or yashar and three or chozer, even if it's in the system of Chokhmah. But it's Bina of Chokhmah, so it's acting like Bina within the system of Chokhmah. Chesed, what about Chesed of Chokhmah? Or Gvura, so it's very simple, it's mathematically, it's going down six to all the way. האין דה חוכמה הכללית, שנקראת מלכות דה חוכמה, when we get to מלכות דה חוכמה, שיש בה גם כן עשר ספירות פרטי פרטיות, שלא חוזר עדיין מכוח ממה שהיא מלבישה בהכרח. How many ספירות you have in מלכות דה חוכמה? 10. But what type of 10? 10 ספירות of אור חוזר. All of them are אור חוזר. They're all אור חוזר. Because מלכות doesn't have a light of its own, so it's all 10. But it's within the system of Chokhmah. את כל העשר ספירות הפרטיות החוכמה הכללית, ושולחת להן הערותי הכנל שנמצא בכלל שכולם עברו דרכה וכלום כל המתורה. Because we studied 2 weeks ago, and not with you, but we studied it. I teach that. That whatever caused something to happen, it exists within you. You can't give something you don't have. If a person gave $5, he has the $5 that he gave, and he has the $5 before he gave. Nothing ever disappeared. So nobody gives something they don't have. So when somebody asks you for love and you don't give, you don't have it. And if you had it, you lost it. Because you just claim you don't have it. So that's why it's dangerous to say or to think you don't have. Because once you say you don't have, you're not lying, you don't have. And if you have it, will have to go. There's no, I don't have time, absolutely. You just have 20 years less than to live. Can't say I don't have time, I don't have money, I don't have health. You always have. Once you want to do it, automatically there is a decision in heaven for you to have the money, for you to have the time, for you to have the love, for you to have everything. And some people, you know, I hear some people doing things with the words, which is terrible, 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 terrible. I was passing by the school, one of the school, and I hear a woman talking to another woman, and she asked her if she can, please, she had to go somewhere, emergency, and she said, if you can pick up my daughter. And the other woman said, I'm sorry, I don't have time because I have to go do my nails. Maybe it's urgent. I don't disagree. It's not my business to judge people do the nails. I'm just saying the words, I don't have time. Don't say it. Don't say, I don't have money, I don't have time, I don't have love, I can't give you. Don't do that. Because the flow of everything is happening as you think that you have it all. It's very important to remember that. Now you can lie. You can lie. If you can do, you can do. But before you say the truth, check if it is the truth, or just, I don't want to do it to begin with. I don't want to pick up your daughter. Just don't want to pick up your daughter. Not nice. Because that flow of energy is for you. It's not for the daughter. It's not for the why they pick up on you? Why you? They pick up on you. That's this mother is she going to do her nails, and that's why she let you pick up her daughter. What if that happened? And you definitely know it. Logically, you're right. You shouldn't do it. Logically, you're right. But if, let's say, those of you who still believe God exists, I know most people lost faith, but let's say maybe 20% in your mind you believe God exists. Maybe he moved the lips of that woman to look at you and talk to you. Just maybe, I'm just saying, if you believe God exists. These muscles, lips, you know, nobody is still, thousands of years, they don't able to manufacture a mouse who work like us. Forget mouse, hands. I don't know if you see the robot, there is a show now in Vegas for the robot, how they move. They can create the fingers. A simple thing, they can create it. All the best robots, they can do it. There's a lot of muscles in your mouth, a lot of the voice, the vocal, the choice of words, the brain. Nobody knows how it works. So God makes somebody look at you, manipulate you, want to do their nails, and they pick up on you. Is this from God? Maybe yes. You don't have to say yes all the time, but you don't have to say I'm sorry to the lady. You say, God, it might be a test, but truly that's what I gotta do. Somebody come to you and say, I need money. So usually, those of you who know me, I usually at Hanukkah I go with the pocket full of dollars and Purim. That's the two holidays, very, very important to give charity to anybody, even stranger and weirdo. Why? Because it's that holiday is called Netzach Ve'od. It's a sphere of Netzach Ve'od. It's a two-leg, the two-leg of the Merkava. And the two legs is what holding the whole sefirot. So that's why, of course, before Rosh Hashanah, it's Elul, but that's you do it for you. Slichot and all this. But Netzach Ve'od, you do it for others. You know, it's what is the holiday? Od is Hanukkah. And Netzach, Israel lo yishaker, the verse that Samuel say when he killed the Amalek, it's called Netzach, Israel lo yishaker. And that's the verse you say for Purim. That's why it is a time. So when you walk in the street, you have all kind of people in Pico. I don't need to tell you a certain area. You know, it's not exactly, but they pick up on you. My kids know it, I have it in my pocket, okay, here it is. Doesn't matter, you don't check them. Not check, Purim and Hanukkah, you don't check. Boop, Maushat. Some Mekubalim, some Kabbalists like to give in Sukkot. The Jerusalem Mekubalim love to give in Sukkot. You walk to the Sukkah, they feed you this, and they want you to live with money. Some people give 26, some give 36, that's the tradition. Everybody does those things. But why? Why they do that? Why am I doing that? I have. What am I saying to God? I have. The Chabad rabbi used to give $1 if you go visit him. I don't know if you remember, the tradition was to give one. I have. It's going to make you think different. I have. Of course I have time. Of course I have love. Of course I have money. It's a whole thing. I don't know if you know, but in the Far East, they said yes to everything. If you negotiate with Chinese, it's very difficult. They say yes about everything. Yes, 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 yes. Can you make this mic, copy this mic? Yes, yes. It took me a long time until I understand the yes they say is not yes, I can make the mic. Yes, I hear you. It took me a long time to understand how to communicate with them. Yes, I hear you. No, I cannot make the mic. You have to ask the right question. It's very interesting. So when you saying, going back to our subject, the flow of what we study here, you know that everything is subdivision of the Sirot, and it all the way to Malchut, all the way here to the physical universe. Do you think you don't have something? Let's say you don't have love. Some people believe they don't have love. It's a problem. You don't have enough love. You really don't have enough love. And if you had love, that's gotta go away. Some people believe, no, I'm not talking, even thinking positive. I hope you understand. I'm not taking you to the psychological trip right now. You have. Use the word I have. I have. I have. Can you use that? I have. And then you draw. I have. I have. And you belong now to a group of the nourishment. When you say I don't, the most dangerous thing is to say I don't have time. I don't like people saying it. It's I can hear it in my ears even. I don't have time. It's like maybe because I live in Florida for 10 years and I saw so many people die. You know, when you live in Florida, you have a lot of old people there. So you see them dying. And a lot of them used to use the word, two words used to say, I don't have time and I need to kill time. I think that's the word they used to say in Florida. I gotta kill time, play some golf and bridge. That's what they say. And I used to tell them, please don't say I want to kill time and don't say I don't have time. That can kill you. Don't say it. You always have time. Always have time. Don't have time. Make time. Make time. You know? Make time. The flow is always taking a place. So the same thing that happening in the subdivision, and the Rav Ash like say, "En tzorich la'arich yoter," we don't need to make it longer. I think you all understand it, you say. But we will speak about one sphira, how this sphira by itself has to be the same way with the subdivision. If we take the bina, the pirte pratiot, we're taking the bina of the subdivision of the subdivision. I told you it's endless amount of sphirot. There's no amount, endless. The amount of sphirot from the ends of all the way here, endless. So we are basically, we are the one who reflect all the light to above. We are the last. Just to let you know where we are in the picture, in the end. So endless sphirot all the way to the endless. So what is our value? It looks like we've been forgotten here in this dark universe. Struggling between illusion and reality. Struggling between what's real and what's fake. Struggling with whatever is fun or sad. You know? No. Living in this physical universe is giving us to do all the work that we need to be doing to reflect the light all the way up. Without us, there is no Or Chozer. Without us, the other Sefirot cannot be fulfilled with light. Every mitzvah that you do, mitzvah, precept, every good doing that you do, every charity you do, every reading, every study of Torah that you do, every goodness that you do, it's pushing back Or Chozer. But you need to think about it. I'm doing that. You push it back. Then, so what's your benefit from Or Chozer? Nothing. You are pushing it away from you. But because of you, you have itlapshut. You have the clothing to the other sphere. The benefit come after. Once the whole system are perfect, now the light start coming down. So for example, sometimes a person feel sad. Person feel, I don't have enough money or luxury or what else you have there. Safety. It happened, you know, there is the ups and downs of life. Everybody has to go through that. This is the only time that you actually practice the Or Chozer. You can practice the Or Chozer when everything flow. You know? So there is a, when you came in, I was listening to this funny rabbi. I call him funny rabbi. Everybody call him the angry rabbi, the evil rabbi. I call him funny. He's very funny. Very funny. He's an Israeli guy. That used to be the number one guy in the nightclub. In the age, or very young age, he changed his life around 23. And he became a very famous rabbi among the people who are not close to God. Very famous. And he look ultra orthodox, and he scream and yell and humiliate. He tear you apart. And he only wants you to be religious. That's it. That's his goal. So he says something very nice today and very truth. So he say, as I'm listening to him, he's not the type of rabbi that, let's say, American would go to. You know, he's rough, tough, crush you, make you into power, but worse than you can imagine. In the name of God, which means he mean well. He mean 100% well. And he will go to Garden of Eden because his heart is pure. And he said, there's many rabbi in the world, but there is rabbi who want to be a rabbi because they want to ride on the crowd, meaning there is a crowd and you're using the crowd to be a rock star or a clown, whatever you will call it. It says in the Talmud said, Im domeh if your rabbi look כמלאך השם צבאות, like the angels of God, תורה תבקשו מפיו. That's what he said, that funny rabbi. So you should ask him for Torah. So far he say the truth from the Talmud. You should only ask Torah from people you see that they are angels. He said, but when did you see angel? There's no wings, no nothing. Everybody asked that question. It's a very famous question in Talmud. So he say, if the rabbi is busy making the audience, the people who listen, think to have a better life, and their life, Bezal Hashem, get better, that consider an angel. If the rabbi in the group keep growing, and the rabbi become more and more like, oh my God, blah, 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 then it's about the rabbi become big because of the crowd. Very interesting concept that he brought. Everybody explained that section in Talmud in a different way, but because he's rough and tough, he explained it because he's against many rabbis, like most rabbis don't like him. Really, really don't like him. You almost hate him, you know? So they excommunicate him. It's super famous. Millions of people follow him, Israeli. But still, why am I sharing this with you? In your life as a student, I'm a student and I'm a rabbi, I'm a teacher and a student. But when I sit as a student, I want that teacher to teach me how to make my life better. When I sit as a teacher, my job is to look at you, to look at the people. When you have video, you have more responsibility because I might do a mistake, it's been recorded. And that can mislead some people, it's very dangerous. I'm worried, not about the camera and the people listening, I'm worried, you know, when you come to check out and you come to God, you know, there's no like, anyhow, lecture number 23, I'm a human being. No, they believe in you. You're an angel. That's what they would think. And it was a mistake there. It's very scary. And that's why when a writer writes mezuzah or tefillin or Torah, they're not allowed to check their own writing. Everybody asks why. When you write the mezuzah, it's things, look if it's good and sell it. They're not allowed. After you write the mezuzah, you have to give it to a computer to check it 2 times and to 2 other people to check it after that. Why not just 1 human being? And that because it says that if you sold 1 not kosher mezuzah, or somebody used 1 not kosher mezuzah, the person who checked it is the one who go, even if he did perfect life, left, meaning, you know where you're going. Scary job! So the one who write it say, you always test them. Say, is it kosher? Say, I wrote a mezuzah, you can take it to check. They will never answer that question if it's kosher. People ask me sometimes, they see me going to a restaurant and I can't stand that question. Eliyahu, is this place is glad kosher, is it kosher? I'm eating here and the signs say it is glad kosher. Can you answer if it's kosher? Because once the law said like this, once somebody, let's say in my life, will say it's kosher, you can eat. And even if it's not kosher, it's not your fault. So I can't take this responsibility, you know, up there. Page 20, I remember that day. Every direction that the rabbi, a teacher give, has to be that the person will benefit from it. And a teacher, a true teacher, is in severe pain when the student don't make it. Nothing causes more pain to a teacher that the student don't make it. The rabbi that is not an angel, nothing causes more pain when there is not enough rock star in town. You understand what I'm saying? You know, kind of a thing. It doesn't mean somebody who has, let's say, 2 million followers is not an angel. It's an angel. You know, it's an angel. He worked on his ego so well that even 2 million people surrounding him, you know, I'm not in that level. And when that level happens, it's a test. It's very dangerous for a teacher. Once we're going to see, I don't know, Central Park 500,000, the ego. But the ego, I'm going to maybe hire somebody to hate me or to curse me or to... So not funny. I mean, you got to be careful. It's very dangerous. Because the old test, sometimes in life, the old test is for you to get to that moment. And then when you get the crowd, that was the whole life about that moment. You live maybe for 5 minutes. Your entire life is 5 minutes. 5 minutes, a test. You don't know when it's coming. And that was for that 5 minutes. And it fell. Scary. So that we say, I don't have time. What? You know what you signed for? You know what you just signed for? You have any idea if we're telling you there is endless firot, endless angel, endless this, and we just heard from that person they don't have time. Do you want to give the 20 years to somebody else because I think this guy say he does have time? We need him. We need him to go take the girls for the nails. It's a whole system that you cannot look like you don't have. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. You become poor. It was a gentleman. It was a party to raise money. So it was a group of spiritual people, Hindu, Kabbalist, different type of arena with different people. But to get in, it cost money. So the one who organized the thing happened to be a Kabbalist, not Kabbalist, somebody who studied Kabbalah. And this couple walking, sneaking without paying. So it's $150 for a head. And then you raise money too. Okay. So the security told the one who organized it, who happened to study Kabbalah, those two people, you're sneaking. So leave them alone, let them eat, let them enjoy. When they get to the dessert time and all this and that, he sent a message to them. They're very rich, by the way. They consider very rich couple. From Long Island, New York, if you know Long Island, Roslyn. So that person sent a message to them. The message was like that. I didn't meet the guy, I met the security that he told me this story. So security person sent the message like this. The organizer of the event say that it's okay to come in here without paying, is not a problem. But he say, but you might want to think, if you walk in here with not ability to pay, because when they ask him to pay after that, I forgot to tell you that part, he say he doesn't have. And he say, if you truly believe you don't have, maybe you don't have. The person lost his business, by the way. It's a very famous business. I cannot say the name. Very serious business. Lost his business. Clothing business. And it was a shocking for everybody. And the idea, it's not that it was cursed. It don't belong to you. You say you really don't have money, then I'm sorry, let somebody else deal with it. You don't have time now. Stop saying I don't have. The flow, it never stop. Never stop. So if we take the Bina of the subdivision, שהיא למשל ספירה אחת מהעשר ספירות לפרטי פרטיות שנמצאות בחומה הפרטית שבעשר ספירות החומה הכללית. The subdivision of the subdivision of Bina is already exist with the subdivision of the subdivision of חוכמה. Are you following me? It's never end. שבחוכמה the חוכמה תמצא גם כן בא לבדה לעצמה עשר ספירות. חוכמה of חוכמה, will have 10 ספירות, חוכמה of חוכמה of Bina, 10 ספירות. Everybody have 10 ספירות. But they behave according to that ספירה private and with the system where it is. דיינו זין דאור ישר, שעברו בה מלמעלה למטה, וג' דאור חוזר. So you say, if you take, זאת החוכמה הכללית, נקראת בינה, שבחוכמה דחוכמה, you take now, חוכמה of חוכמה, okay? So the original is חוכמה. You take the חוכמה of that חוכמה, okay? And then you take the Bina from there. The Bina of, Bina is a subdivision of the subdivision Kol Chokhmah in the original Sfira Kol Chokhmah. So we're talking about Bina in Chokhmah, in Chokhmah. Do you follow me, okay? You don't have to remember all the details. It's just details to make us understand. Nitzah Gam Gam Balevada Eser Sfirot. Always we'll have 10 Sfirot. But what type of Eser Sfirot will be in Bina of Chokhmah of Chokhmah? How is it going to behave? Al pi oto derech, 7 or yashar, 7 direct light, and 3 or chozer. So it's always going back to the last sefira. Bina de chokma of chokma. So it will not behave like chokma, it will behave like bina. Within the system of chokma, within the system of the other chokma. Okay, is that clear? Very important for Rabash, like somehow to end up like this, the subdivision thing. וכן אפשר לפרט עליו חין כן עד אין קץ. How far would that go, Rav Ashi? Like endless, never end. Those subdivision never end. שהרי תמיד אם אתה לוקח איזו ספירה, because if you take any ספירה, ואפילו אחר התפרטות של הפעם האלף, even if you do 1,000 subdivision, אם לקחת את הספירה היא מתוך סדר של 10 ספירות. Doesn't matter what you do, subdivision, 1,000 subdivision, you take one, it is 10. You just have to say which ספירה you took. Okay? I think it's clear. Sometimes people ask me, why you study that? And I'm not always know what to answer. And I'm ashamed a little bit of it, that I don't have always an answer. Why am I studying that? Do I want to know what's happening in the upper world? Do I want to know how God operates this universe? Do I have love for it? A lot. I love this study so much. But why, when I need to give an intellectual answer, the reason I'm ashamed is not because I'm embarrassed, I'm not able to convince people of that study. I don't know if I'm even clear, I'm sharing with you like personal thing. Because what is going to add into your life? Even in Rav Ashi like write, if you study 1 hour of that, you clean your 1 year of negativity. It's a good deal, but still, somebody go study page of Talmud. Makes sense. It's pages of Talmud. You have to study what happened if a cow come to your garden and eat your potato. Is how much you need to pay for the potato that the cow ate, or for the potato that the cow ate, and for the time you spent to plant the potato and the money that, you know, there is rules on that. That's Talmud. So then when you study that, it's like being a lawyer or a judge. You study a lot of laws. Practical. You know what to do. What do you do when you have a business and somebody has a business, and a salesman from the other business want to work for you, and he bring all the clients? Are you allowed to do it? Talmud discussed it. לא תשיא גבול רעך. There is a law in the Torah. Say, לא תשיא גבול רעך. You're not allowed to cross the border to take client from your friend. Can't do that. Can't do that. So there is laws on that. You can give people money to borrow from you and pay percent on it. Can't do that. There's all kind of laws. Those laws come from the Talmud, come from Shulchan Aruch, come from the Torah. Practical. What am I going to tell them? That's why I'm never able to, when I want people to study my vision, my love, is that, but maybe it's my ego, like 1,000,000,000 people just study that. This is it. That's my chamber, that's my thing. Now it's also Tikkun HaZohar, and I teach it on my own now, and I enjoy it and so much. But this is Tikkun HaZohar. Sometimes I'm thinking, why people not find that attractive enough, and I think there is Chas v'Shalom, it will sound really bad what I'm going to say, it might be not useful. How do you use knowing that Or Yashar ve'Or Chozer? Very nice, very practical. But I will tell you that the entire science, the entire medicine that they're going to come up with, the entire, any invention, anything that we're going to come out, has to come from that's the way the universe operates. We are studying about the blueprint of the universe. Sitre Torah has 3 levels. Secret of the creation, like Bereshit, Sod Ma'aseh Bereshit, which is this. Sheva Shem HaMefurash, the secret of the name of God, how you spell it out. That's what we do sometimes when I explain Yud Kevav, K 52, 72. And Ma'aseh Merkava. And the secret of the chariot, Merkava, Merkavot it's called. Those are the 3 what we call forbidden studies. So we study part of the forbidden study of Kabbalah. It's called Sitre Torah. This is Sitre Torah. So it was forbidden for many years. That part was forbidden for many years. Rav Ashi is on the first who talk about the Etz Chaim. The book that we are studying from Rav Ashi is based on a book of Rabbi Isaac Luria. Rabbi Isaac Luria book called Etz Chaim, Tree of Life. If you want to know what happened in the Garden of Eden in the Tree of Life, all the information and the knowledge of everything. So you study basically everything here. But everything sometimes doesn't have a use. Something has a use. Do you understand? Because things appear as the light disappears. You have to remember that rule in Talmud and Sefirot. Things appear as the light disappears. The only reason a book, the microphone, exists is because the light was disappeared. Everything that you see around you is because the light is disappeared. If the light will appear, it will cancel it. It's very profound. You understand? Every existence in the physical universe is a cancellation of the light. Not cancellation, levush, clothing of the light, covering of the light. And that's why to understand all universe, it's almost like the movie Matrix where you see all the number. That's what you're doing. That's actually what you do. You're breaking the code. And eventually when you, we all going to be a little bit more spiritual, make an effort today for my birthday. Everybody get a chocolate, get this. I get a trainer. God bless Michael. I'm sorry, Michael. I get a training that kick my, you know what? My God, if you need somebody really to, it's the best thing ever happened, but I'm in pain. So in the middle of that, so it would be easy, you know, a nice guy, good looking, amazing, huh? Everything is working out so well. Came, smooth talk. And then today, I didn't know, he doesn't even tell you what's happening. So he just come, are you ready? Huh? Start running in the neighborhood. Then we come back, he brought some those heavy ball, I never saw them before, that you're supposed to throw them on the floor. My God! And I thought, ah, big deal, come on, I'm strong. But not after you do 12 times and lift it and go with the knee down. And I say, and I look at him, this, how long are we supposed to do it for? He said, 1 hour. So how long we did so far? I said, yeah, it's only 17 minutes. And then he looked at me, he gave it to me again. He said, not the way in spirituality like this. I heard one of your lectures that you say it's about the effort and the pain and understanding the whole picture. I say, yeah, but this is not good for me. Like really, I don't mind basketball, tennis. I said, no, this is not. I never met, if you want his number, it's the best thing and the worst thing happened to me. Best thing because I know it's good for me. Worst thing because it's a requirement. He texts me every time, how many push-ups? What did you do? What did I say, man? And I'm sure Michael is laughing. Thank you, Michael, for the gift for my birthday. It's an interesting gift. You know, somebody come on your case, like, what are you eating? What are you doing? You know, sometimes you're sitting, you relax, the text appears. So, what do you want? Come on, go down for 10. Down for 10. Now, because of him, I start doing it. Today, he come and test me if I really did it. I passed the test, thank God. You know what the worst part? He left his tools here. And he set it up in the garage with everything, what's coming after what. And he say, what does it take to do it tomorrow? I said, I don't know, there's a door in the garage. I say, oh look, it takes to open the door. I said, well, I don't know if I want to open the door now because now there's a setup of work out there. He's a yoga master. He's a yoga master that does also that. That's funny. He will be very pleased that I'm talking about him. Wonderful guy, really wonderful. So the reason I'm talking about it, because I cannot explain the Talmud and Sefirot, the Talmud examination in a way, because it's gonna get deeper and deeper and you will not find the connection between that to this universe. But once you're able to study it well, you will see that this whole universe operates like that. Every place there is ten spheres. And everything is illusion and reality. It's all together. It's all like, it's all kind of, I want to use the word of that writer. I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. This writer say is a storyteller and a writer. Very famous. I can't remember his name. And he said, in the end of every bad thing you went through, it will be a certain time that you can laugh about it. That's what I say. He went through a lot of pain in life. You know, the doctor told him he has cancer, he almost was dying, it was not being diagnosed right. What a terrible story he went through. Can you imagine? So he said, in the end of the day, it's the best. You can actually find the funny part in it. In the worst story, and people giving him the worst, he said, let's wait enough time to turn it into a comedy. You know? So, for me, it's tremendous. It's a gift that my wife bought me, actually. It's called Masterclass. So you study how to write book, you study how to cook, you study how to do this. It's a wonderful thing. And there's many videos, and you sit there and you study. So he's now teaching that you can't look at everything sad. If you wait enough time, it have to turn into a happy moment. The sad part, actually, it's a good part. But we don't see it all. The reason I'm sharing this with you, because in the end of all this fear and everything, the illusion that you're going through right now, this second in your life that is painful, it actually will be funny. If not this lifetime, next lifetime, it will be funny. You gotta get to that. Sometimes I'm going through physical pain, let's say. Physical pain is not comfortable. Not comfortable, it doesn't go away. I had once physical pain for 7 months. Doesn't go, but severe physical pain. So, I used to teach at 5 a.m. My wife told me, why are you still going? I said, that's the only time I'm actually doing something right. When I go teach when everything's perfect, nice. But when you teach when nothing is going right, nothing go right for you, nothing, zero, go right for you, and you can actually cannot even move, this is when you really teach. This is when you really connect. And I just want to make sure I share this with you. ואם כך, מאחר שחלק מהעשר ספירות האין עברו דרך אותה ספירה מלמעלה למטה. So, if everything is going from the end sof all the way down here, so we are experiencing what? We experience the end sof, of course, but we also experience all the endless amount of ספירות that it went through. So, we cannot abuse it. The water I'm drinking now, it's a revelation of that end sof, of that light that went through the all ספירות that went from above to below. You get happy, you get excited. You're sitting in a restaurant, you order whatever you order. That went through all the billions of filter and arrived to you as a physical thing. Connect to that. It's there, connect. Connect. ממעלה למטה, וחלק מהן עברו ממטה למעלה. Also there is ספירות that came from below to above. שבזה קנו עשר ספירות עין בכך, מקומם באותו ספירה. Whatever something go through there, that's why in us in Malchut, how much you have in life, as much as they're able to reflect. Because you are Malchut, you are the one who push back. So you can only have as much as you reflect. If you have more than you reflect, it will not make you happy. You can only have as much as you can reflect. So what define a person is the desire and how much of that desire it can reflect. Let's say, my weakness, let's say in my case it's food, right? Like my family saw me mumbling words to myself, a mantra to myself, they start laughing, not funny. Everybody has a problem. So I made falafel, Debbie made raw falafel, vegan, like from crash, from hummus, from scratch. And it's very healthy, you know, if you do it right. So I see falafel, I get excited. See falafel, I don't need falafel, I see pita, I see this, I see that, you know, all the additional part. So I start eating it, big mistake. You know, some people know how to start, and this is the portion, get out of the room. So you saw me sitting in the living room, and I'm saying, no more falafel, you hear me? No more falafel. I didn't know they were watching. They say, are you talking to yourself? I said, I'm not talking to myself, I'm talking to my body. I say, enough, just enough already, you know? And it's the reflection, everybody has issues. Everybody come with an issue. Thank God we come with an issue, because that's the area what make you a tzaddik. Those issues are there to make you a righteous. Don't hate your issues. What do you have, addiction for food? Okay. Addiction to sex, addiction to money, addiction, what is your thing? Good. Now you know what you reflect back. I'm saying no to me, I'm saying no to me. Now you start dressing all the sefirot all the way to the endless. So all the sefirot of the endless as what? As Eliyahu, 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 Eliyahu. Oh, somebody else. You understand? I'm just using my name. So you are going all the way back to the end for what you reflect. But it's hard to reflect. The real part that they say that the people who reflect the most, people are otzer piv b'shat kaso. Somebody who's close his mouth or her mouth when they're angry. Let's consider the highest reflect. I should say something else. No, angry. When you're angry, when you're already angry, can you close your mouth? Can't. You're already angry. That's when you're right. If you're right, you're not going to close your mouth. And that's where the reflection begins. That's tough, very tough. Then it's chiyut. How long is this light that you reflect back stay in the endless? It's chiyut, forever. This is exciting. That's exciting, but I can't sell it to other people to understand why I'm excited here. Forever. So, when you are doing your pushback, stay forever. אם כן, יש לך כל העשר ספירות בהכרח באותו הספירה והבנתב. So in the ספירות, there is always 10 ספירות, for everywhere. אמנם תשכיל, אשר אף על פי שאתה הולך ומפרד מ-10 ל-10 ו-10 שניות לשישיות, ואתה יודע מבטחה שכל הספירות נשארות שוות. Please get smarter, say רב אשלג, don't think that the ספירות are equal if it's subdivision or the original ספירות, or what system it belongs to. אלא שהולכות ומשתנות מאוד מאוד בדרך התפרטותם, ואין אחת שווה לחברתה. There is no, it's never similar, the Bina of Chokma, or Chokma of Bina, for example. It's different. All ספירות are different, they're never the same. ומשהו שערות דאור ישר, באים תמיד שלא במקומם. Because, very important, you will remember that, the אור ישר, the direct light, doesn't go to its place right away. Remember, like one time I explained to you that when I pour water, the water that belong to the top not arrive first to the top. Like if you remember, the fulfillment is Yechida. Yechida belong to Keter. But first what happened? Nefesh is going first to Keter. Then Ruach going to Keter. Then Neshama going to Keter. Then Chaya going to Keter. And then Yechida go to Keter. So when we talk about Or Yashar, the little bit of light first come again. Then the second. So it doesn't go in his place. בדרך כלל התפרטות בכל הספירות. זולת בהקטר שערי בחוכמה. הלו אין שם אלא שמונה של אור ישר, דיינו מחוכמה ולמטה, ושתיים דור חוזר, יסוד מלכות. וכבאים בשמונה אור הדור ישר, מבחינת הכלים היותר זכים כנל, דיינו מקטר עד עוד. והשתיים דור חוזר ביסוד מלכות, אחרי שאור החוכמה בא בכלי דה קטר, ואור דה בינה בכלי דה חוכמה. So, this is a little bit complicated. I will do the best I can to explain it. Because they're not coming into their place. What does that mean? For example, if we talk about Chokhmah, we have 8 and 2, like we explained before. 8 and 2, בחוכמה ולמטה. ושתיים דה אור חוזר. They have 2 אור חוזר, 8 אור ישר. ואם כן, באים בשמונה אורות דאור ישר, the 8 light of אור ישר, מבחינת הכלים היותר זקים, where is the אור ישר go? To what type of vessel is go? To more pure vessel. דיינו מקטר עד עוד. Those lights are sitting between קטר and הוד. So how many ספירות we have from קטר to עוד? קטר, חוכמה, בינה, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח עוד. 8. So those lights are sitting between קטר to הוד. It counts Keter here. It doesn't count from Chokhmah down to Yesod. Do you understand the confusion? והשתיים דאור חוזר ביסוד מלכות. Where is the אור חוזר in this case? יסוד ומלכות. הרי שאור חוכמה בא בכלי דה קטר. So where is the light? The light that belongs to Chokhmah. Where is it? In Keter. Do you follow me? Again, let me repeat. If, because I see your eyes, you didn't fully grasp it. If you have 8 light and you have 10 sefirot, the 8 light, as it said before, don't go to their places. So the light that belongs to Chokhmah, because this is the sister of Chokhmah, she should get the first light. But there is Keter before. So the light that belongs to Chokhmah is actually go to Keter. and the light that belong to Bina, to Bina going to Chokhmah. You understand? It's one level up. ואור דבינה בכלי דחוכמה וכולי וכולי, etc. etc. עשר רבה שלהם, עד אור דייסוד בכלי דעוד. Where, what light you have in hod, יסוד. אוקיי? הרי, because יסוד הם מלכו don't have light. They push back to create the אור חוזר. יזן, מלכו דל יסוד push back to make אור חוזר. You follow me? שהרוד האור ישר באו בכולם שלא בקומץ. So the אור ישר is not in his place. אלא רק האור חוזר בא תמיד במקומו. Only the אור חוזר is in place. So מלכות is in the place. What is the אור חוזר מלכות? מלכות. What is the אור חוזר יסוד? יסוד. כי אור חוזר די יסוד בא בכלי די יסוד. ואור חוזר די מלכות בכלי די מלכות די מלכות. ועל דרך זה הבינה שאין לה רק זין אורות. Let's say if you take בינה, בינה have seven light. בינה have seven light. The אור ישר. Where is the seven light go to? of Bina, if it's include Keter, okay, so the light of Bina is in Chochma. כנראה שכל לא מקבל מקבל בדבר יותר זך. Why is it like this, Sir Rav Ashlag? Because the receiver received the light in a place where it's more purified, more pure. The light will always look to be sitting first in a place where it's more pure. Because the light is not condense like the vessel. So affinity rules, it will go to a place which is more like the light, which is more fine vessel, less materialistic, less physicality. So now in Bina, it's from Keter to Netzach. You follow me? Keter and Netzach, right? How many or chozer you have? Od, yesod, and malchut. If that's go from Keter till Netzach, what left below Netzach? Od, Yesod, Malchut. Always whatever left, that becomes the Or Chozer. You see? So, if it's Keter, you have Malchut, Or Chozer. If it's Chokhmah, you have Yesod, Malchut of Or Chozer. If it's Bina, you have now Od, Yesod, Malchut of Or Chozer. You follow me? Venitza Or Bina Bekli Keter. Where is the light of Bina? Actually, I did a mistake. Sorry if I can correct it on the video. The light of Bina is not in Chokhmah, like I said before, it's in Keter. Because the most purified light go first where? To the most purified vessel. What is the most purified vessel? It's not Chokhmah, it's Keter. The Or HaChesed beChokhmah. Right? What comes after Bina? Chesed. Bina, Chesed, right? So where is the Or of Chesed? Go to Chokhmah, if we go by order. Where is the Or of Gvura? In Bina. You follow me? I know it's complicated, a little bit on the brain. It's like too much stretching. Ad or ha-yesod bekli de netzach. Where is the yesod? In netzach. El ha-ragim el ha-rod, de or chozer, ba-im yukomo or-od od yesod malchut, ba-klin de od yesod malchut. Rav Ashlag is clear to us. It's very important to understand because the next section, we will need to memorize that. Because this is all the next section. You can understand how or chozer or yashar are working. But you need to fully grasp it in a way to understand the lights go first, the highest light go first to the highest vessel. Okay? ולפי המבואר יש הבחן גדול בין בינה פרטית דקטר ובין הבינה פרטית דחוכמה. Now you understand why the בינה of קטר is big different from the בינה of חוכמה. You getting it? If the system of חוכמה, then the Bina of Chokhmah, the light of Bina go to Chokhmah. If it's the Bina of Keter, where is the light of Bina? In Keter. Yeah, exactly. That's why I say the Bina of Chokhmah, Bina Keter, totally two different entity. Even both of them, it's a similar thing, some division. No. Different light. Uben ha-Bina pratit de Bina. What about Bina de Bina? What about Bina de Bina? Chule. Ki rak be-Bina de Keter nimtza or ha-Bina bakli shela. He say only in Bina of Keter, the light of Bina can, actually, see, I don't know why he's saying it, I'm confused. רק בבינה דה קטר נמצא אור הבינה בכלי שלה, משאין כך בבינה דה חוכמה. רק בבינה דה קטר. רק בבינה דה קטר. Because before that we say, no, maybe I didn't understand something. מקטר הנצח. זה אור הבינה בכלי דה קטר. רק בבינה דקטר נמצא אור הבינה בכלי שלה, משאין כך בבינה דוחה. Only in בינה of קטר, the light is in its place, maybe its place is in קטר. משאין כך בבינה דחוכמה, שלא אין שם אלא אור החסד, בכלי הבינה. אור החסד בכלי הבינה. ובבינה דבינה, לא אין שם אלא אור הגבורה בכלי דבינה. וכן כולם מראה שהאחת אינה דומה לחוותה. I agree that nothing is the same, but why in בינה of קטר, the light of בינה is actually in בינה. That's what I'm a little bit confused here. If there's בינה of קטר, right? We say it before, right? בינה of קטר, so what's happening? I thought the light of בינה now is in קטר, and the light of חסד is in חוכמה, and the light of גבורה is in בינה. But here it's saying something else, so it doesn't mean he's doing a mistake, it's בינה, I didn't understand it correctly. I'm just, give me a second. I'm going to read it again because I don't want to confuse it. It's very important for me. ואם כן באים השמונה אורות דאור ישר מבחינת הכלים, יותר זקים כאן על מקטר הדורות, ושתיים דאור חוזר, שלא קום בדרך התפרטות כל הספרים דולת והקטר. שערי בחוכמה, ואין האחת שווה לחברתה, בו משבשעות דאור ישר, ואין תמיד שלא מקומה, בדרך התפרטות, בכל הספרים דולת בקטר. שערי בחוכמה, okay, so he did say it before. Only in Keter, only in the system of Keter, there is a system of Keter, everything in it, it is in its place. It's the Keter system, not in this Bina system. You understand? In the Keter, if you take the Keter out, every light is in its place because it starts from Keter. That's what it means. So we didn't do a mistake. It's just I didn't understand the last paragraph. It was very important for me not to mislead you on that. It's very dangerous. Let me read it again to make sure three times. Rabban bina patit the keter. Rabban bina patit the chokhmah. Rabban bina patit bina. Rabban bina the keter. Yeah. It's in the system of keter. Very good. In the system of keter, the bina, that in the system of keter, where is the light of bina there? In bina. Yeah. Because Keter is in Keter, Chukma in Kenai. Okay, I like it. ואפילו האורות דאור חוזר שאינם מחליפים מקומם, כנ"ל, עם כל זה יש להבחין גם בהם שינויים בדרך ההתפרטות. What about אור חוזר? We say it doesn't change. להיות האור חוזר בכל מקום שהוא נמצאת מתפשט לו הערה מאור ישר. לפחר למשל ביסוד החוכמה, it says also the אור חוזר, we have to look into it that it change. For example, if we take אור חוזר, now we talk about אור חוזר, okay? When we talk about אור חוזר, it's always the lower ספירות. So if we take יסוד of חוכמה, okay? We talk about system of חוכמה, okay? Now we're talking about יסוד. Remember, in חוכמה you have two that surely gap. So יסוד and מלכות. So יסוד of חוכמה, מתפשט לו הרע מאור ישר דעוד לחוכמה. Who is giving the light to יסוד of חוכמה? Who is giving him the direct light? The direct light that he get is the ספירה above. עוד. עוד דאור ישר. So the אור ישר, the direct light, coming from עוד. אמנם ביסוד הבינה, but if we take יסוד הבינה, which is very complicated, now it's one level up. מתפשט לו הרע מנצח לבינה. Remember? Are you following me? Because everything is going one level up, depends on the beginning. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it depends on, if we talk about the system, the original, the Keter, it's everything in this place. If you start going one level down, it go one level up. And then those light, remember, because the Ori Yashar now going not in its place, after it's in Keter. Because now, if we go system of Chochmah, then Keter took Chochmah, Chochmah took Bina, Bina took Chesed, and all the way down, so no more the same. I'm sorry that I'm confusing you, but we need to study that. That's the next level. Okay. So be Yesod de Chochma, if we take Yesod within the system of Chochma. So you have two Or Chozer there, right? He has Ahara, he has light, that's coming from Hod. Hod. The last place which is Or Yashar, which is direct light, is Hod. Omnam be Yesod de Bina. Let's now change system. Forget Chokhmah, we go into a system of Chokhmah, of Bina. What happened in Bina? If we go all the way up, who took Bina now? Keter. Who took Chesed? Chokhmah. Right? Am I right? Who took this Gvura and going all the way to Netzach. All the way to Netzach. So we saw the Bina. Who's giving him the light to Yesod? Netzach. Because that's the last place of Or Yashar. That's the last place of Or Yashar. What about Hod? It's above Yesod, but Hod is becoming Or Chozer now. It's no longer Or Yashar. Do you understand what's going on? I'm sorry if it's too complicated. I'm so sorry, but I know it's a lot on the brain, and I want to keep you here for another 2 hours to. Ki behod the Bina, en shuv Or Yashar kanal. Rabbi Isaac said, there is no Or Yashar in Od the Bina. Od the Bina is no Or Yashar, it's only Or Chozer. I have to do one more verse, Debbie. Omnam ha-yotze me-haklal ha-amur, hu, im ata tishmur lifrot rak ha-sfira kolal di-ichud ratzoni lomar ki-tarek la-sfira pina ha-klalit. From here, conclusion. Being conclusion, say Rabbi Isaac said, it's time to put some conclusion to that study. Just to let you know, I'm teaching it for the last 10 lecture. That's all what I'm teaching. The last 10 lectures, this is it. In Israel, Rav Ashlag, that's all I'm teaching. We're coming to the end today, it's funny. If you take the Bina, the original Bina, and you go break it down to pieces, from 10 to 10 to 10 to 10 to 10, so you take the Bina or the subdivision of the subdivision, so it's Bina, Bina, Bina. Meser Sfirot Bina Pratit, Shal Eser Sfirot Bina Klalit, שנקראת בינה של בינה של בינה, בינה of בינה of בינה, okay? בינה of the בינה of the subdivision of the בינה original. אז יהיו כולם שוות זה לזה בלי הפרש כלל, they all will be equal, you all gonna have in there 7 אור ישר, 3 אור חוזר, קטר חוכמה בינה, חצי גבורה תפארת, נצח, אין 3 אור חוזר, בגימל כלים תחתונים, עוד יסוד מלכות, ועל דבר זה אפילו אחר התפרטות פעם האלף, עדת בשאר הספירות. And it's always continue the same when you do the bina, 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 bina. It's always stay the same.